This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 2,500 patients from outside Colorado have come here for an abortion so far this year. That's 1,000 more than last year's out-of-state patients. Those numbers from the State Health Department show that the predicted influx of out-of-state patients is underway. Dr. Nancy Fong at the Comprehensive Women's Health Center in Denver says there are real consequences to the increase.
There are going to be people who die because they're not able to access this care.
Colorado's Wild Animal Sanctuary is now home to a pride of lions evacuated from Ukraine. The 9 lions were rescued from a zoo in Odessa after the Russian invasion. The sanctuary's Derek McCormick says the lions aren't out in the open space yet.
They're used to small enclosures where they come from, and so it's kind of a shock to do that, so we have to acclimate them.
Sanctuary in Keensburg in Weld County will be the forever home for the lions, even if the war in Ukraine is resolved. Coloradans are coming across bears at record rates. So far, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has received more than 3,600 bear calls this year. That's several hundred more than it had this time last year. The department says people should secure their trash cans and remove bird feeders. The public is invited to weigh in on a proposed 20-year ban on mining in part of Colorado. That's the Thompson Divide around Glenwood Springs in Carbondale. The Bureau of Land Management is taking public comment on a proposed ban that would cover more than 200,000 acres in Garfield, Gunnison, and Pitkin counties. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.